Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, we are back. Marks and Reese. You know, we have a little Twitter poll going on. Twitter question of the day brought to you by Rosenbaum and Associates. If you're injured in an accident, remember Rosenbaum. Here's the question. Can the Eagles make the Super Bowl without home field advantage? Yes, definitely. No, I doubt it. 65% say yes, definitely. 35% say no, I doubt it.
Mm. More confident than I am.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. If they're the number three seed, I have little confidence. They still got a chance, but I have little confidence that they get to it. Then it's going to feel like, well, maybe next year.
Right.
You know what I mean? Well, maybe next year.
Well, yeah, we eventually get to that phase about a month later.
Yes. Oh, man, no, I'm not even thinking about that. You certainly set the expectation.
I'm still there. I'm still with you. I am still there. I think you and I both agree that two-week stretch, or just say that three-game road stretch, is going to be pivotal.
Yep.
It just is. You're talking about Seattle, L.A., and then a New York team that you could be overlooking.
Of course. You think they're going to roll over. You throw those records out the window when you're talking about division opponents sometimes. And they look like they've quit on the coach, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I like that game right now, but we'll see. Biggest thing, Ike, is, and you said this to start the show, that they have to realize, like, the Eagles, they can't take their foot off the accelerator. They have to realize win, 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 because you lose a game, all of a sudden now you have the same records as the Saints, as the Vikings, as the Rams. So very, very important.
Yeah.
All right. Alshon Jeffrey appeared magically, like David Copperfield, appeared magically on the injury list yesterday.
Copperfield?
Not like the former president, Copperfield.
No,
David Copperfield. So kind of out of nowhere, it's like, Alshon Jeffrey was limited with ankle injury. And it's like, hold on, when was the last game they played? Like, what was he doing? Like,
he played 2 weeks ago.
Was he skateboarding? He hurt his ankle? Like, right. What did he do? So Doug addressed it today, and here's what he had to say.
It's been kind of lingering a little while. There's no really one particular game or instance, it's hard for me even to put a finger on exactly when it happened or how it happened. It's just, it's something too in his case with all the cutting and stopping and starting in practice and games and where we are at that time of the year. You're going to start seeing probably more and more guys either added to the list or taking some reps off in practice just so we can keep them healthy for Sunday.
There you go.
I expect him. I'm optimistic that he'll go, yes.
There you have it, Ike. A lot of starting and stopping in practice.
What? What?
All right, you want me to translate?
Yeah, please.
The man's body's broken down, and he's had a bad ankle probably for a couple weeks, and I agree with him here. Like, he's saying there wasn't a specific instance. Like, he wasn't in the game and rolled his ankle.
Right.
The man's just always hurt, right, to where, like, his ankle's bothering him.
So his ankles are just sore.
Come on. When he's out there running around, does he look like a fluid player to you? Like, wide receivers.
No, he looks choppy.
Yeah, he does.
It looks
stiff.
Yeah.
He looks stiff.
Yeah. He's a big
kid. He is.
And he's big.
He's big, so
he's not going to look fluid like Nelson would look, but he still looks like he's choppy running down the field. Doesn't look like he's running by anyone.
No, it doesn't.
And even when he has the ball, it looks like it looked like those are like telegraph moves. Like, oh, I can see that move a mile away. Like, what move was that? Yeah.
Yeah, he's a 50-50 guy.
Yeah, he's not getting open through great route running.
Or speed.
Which is another. Brings me to another.
So hold on, he doesn't have speed or good route running.
So how did he roll his ankle? Like, how did he hurt himself?
I think just walking, he
heard himself. Like, so how did he hurt himself?
With all the cutting and stopping and starting and practice and games. And...
Come on.
I love you, Doug.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know what the hell that is, though.
It's just the start, all the cutting and the starting and stopping, when you walk and run and stuff like that.
That's Doug basically saying, hell if I know where he got injured at, I don't know. He just came back and said his ankle was hurt. That's Doug's way of saying that. Hell if I know when he got hurt.
So Ike, which leads me to ask you the question. A little bit disappointing, the Alshon Jeffrey signing? Disappointment?
We've gone through this, Chris and I, with the Alshon thing. And I'll say this. I think he's been a little underwhelming for the amount of excitement that people had for him. Now, I wasn't in the excitement boat with everybody.
You didn't do the backflip like a lot of guys.
When they signed Alshon. Mm. But I said definitely it was an upgrade over what they had last year. Part of my non-excitement was I wanted Brandon Cooks bad.
Yes, you did.
So,
yes, you did.
Yeah, I wanted me some Cooks. But I've always felt that Alshon is a number two wide receiver. I never felt he was a true number one wide receiver in the sense of the elite guys like we saw last night. That caliber of receiver. No. So, but even with that, I thought I would see a little more.
Yeah.
If not in a with a bunch of touchdowns, certainly more catches as a possession receiver.
Yeah.
So I thought he would be a guy that would come out of every game with 6-7 catches.
Numbers-wise, I'm with
catches,
you.
5-6 catches, yeah.
I remember when there was talk about him being signed long-term, and I was totally against it. When they signed him to a one-year contract, I was like, all right, that's perfect, right? You get him in here for this year. He could kind of get a tryout, an audition, maybe end up signing him long-term. But what I read about him was that he's not really a number one wide receiver. He's a good wide receiver. He's a really good two. But if you're thinking he's going to come in and catch 100 balls, he's not. He's not that kind of player.
Not taking the roof off the defense or anything
No. No, you're right. So if you look at it from that perspective, I think a lot of fans out there didn't realize what they were getting. Now, even with that said, I think not disappointing, but he's been a little bit underwhelming.
A little bit. The last couple weeks he's been good.
He's been good.
And that's why this is disappointing.
Yeah.
Hearing about the ankle situation.
Yeah, as we enter the final stretch of the season, he's mysteriously ending up on the and Doug said, well, yeah, I don't really know when a lot of walking and running and starting and stopping and
cutting and
with all the cutting and stopping and starting and practice and games and
come on. Yeah, I mean those games, man, the practice starting and stopping. Oh my God, let's go to Aaron in Delaware. What's up, Aaron?
Hey there.
What's up, brother?
What's up, A?
First off, I am driving right now to the airport looking forward to watching my Eagles destroy the Dallas Cowboys.
Are you going down?
Are you going down to Dallas?
I'm flying down tonight, and I've packed nothing but Eagles jerseys, and I'm causing a huge ruckus down there in Dallas.
Now, don't get locked up down there.
You know what? I'm fine because I'm off next week. I need to get out before I return back to work.
You're right. You should be able to post bail. It shouldn't be that much.
I'm bringing my Ike juice, so I'll be fine.
There you go.
But I did want to say one of my best – I'm always insulted by people who grew up in Philly and are Dallas Cowboys fans. I don't understand it, and I blame their parents.
No, they're Philadelphia Cowboy fans. We've decided. They're not even Dallas Cowboy fans. They're Philadelphia Cowboy fans.
They don't even count. And actually, a friend of mine decided he was going to be a Cowboys fan all his life. We made a bet one day that if the Cowboys won, I'd do a whole bunch of embarrassing stuff. And my bet was if the Eagles won this game, it was like a few years ago, then he took a picture in the place of my choosing.
Okay.
Eagles won that game, and I was doing some consulting work for the Eagles at the time. He didn't know that, so I said, meet me at the link. We get to the link, and he's, like, bragging about, I'll take a picture from the link. I don't care. I made him wear all his Dallas Cowboys gear. This gate opens up in the back, and security comes out, and he's just, like, shocked. And I was like, yeah, I work here. Security's laughing the entire time. He's thinking we're going to go inside the stadium and take a picture on the field. I said, no, you're a Dallas Cowboys fan. We're going where you belong. The Eagles are one of the few stadiums that has a jail. We did a whole photo shoot inside the Eagles jail in the Link.
They have one in the Link, too?
There's one in the Link. There's two holding cells downstairs.
Oh, nice.
There is?
Yeah.
Well, they're just they're just not used like they were in the vet. Like the vet, they needed a prison in the vet.
Oh yeah, and I knew that.
There should have been a whole prison, but there was a Seamus McCaffrey in the jail cells. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.